That's a good question. I haven't really thought all that through. It's kind of been a hectic couple of days.
Can you describe, take us through those couple of days that have been so hectic?
Well, yesterday, the workout was Tuesday, and then we kind of worked some stuff out, and you know, we ended up signing a contract this morning. So everything, it's feel fortunate to get another opportunity, and, I appreciate the organization giving me another opportunity, and I'm excited to get back out there and play. That's a good question, and today was a good start, just going out doing some drills and getting the pads on and hitting again, and it's been obviously a long layoff. I don't know how many days, but it's been about 10 months. So obviously to come back and to get back into it, I think there's going to be a little bit of time that's needed. I don't think that's been determined.
What has that 2 months been like for you from a
rehab standpoint? It's been interesting. There's been kind of different emotional levels, but for the most part, I've always just kind of stuck to the plan. I set benchmarks as far as where I wanted to be, and the rehab went smooth. There was no major setbacks. I had great care down at the University of Wisconsin. They did an outstanding job. So I had a lot of great people that helped, with the rehab, and it was just something you had to stay diligent with, day in and day out.
Mark, were there any points in this rehab process that doubts came in that might be done for?
Sure. There's when you blow your knee out for a second time and you're in a position. And you there's a lot of things that go into your mind, but like I said, for the most part, there were some exceptions. I just kind of tried to stay on task and not worry about the things that I couldn't control. And I figured if I put in good effort and did what I needed to do to get my knee back to be strong, I felt like that's all I could do, and everything else would fall into place. And that happened. Obviously, I love this organization, and I enjoy being here. But I realized a long time ago that this is a business, and you have to kind of figure out. You just don't know what's going to happen, and you hope, but in the same respect, you kind of just keep your eyes open and it really just came down to kind of plugging along and not thinking about all the things that other people think about, and getting input from other people. It's more about just kind of staying on that path and not trying to get veered off as much as you can. There was, Doc McKenzie was outstanding. He, and the training staff here has been outstanding. Anytime I wanted Doc to take a look at it, he would, get his schedule fixed in. I could come up and see him, and I have nothing but good things to say about the organization. I watched the first game, and that was weird. It was weird. I didn't see any of the preseason games, but I did watch I've kept in touch because I hear from guys back here. But it was weird to watch the first game, and then it kind of just evolved, and then last week obviously is when things kind of picked up.
Mark, how do you look at this?
No, I knew I think as you're playing, the longer you play, the older you get, you start figuring out that, your time is dwindling and you don't know how many years you have left, and you appreciate it. And that always was in my mind. I always appreciated what was going on. And when it's not there, you look back and you hope that it comes back. But, I've always been able to kind of, to keep my head saying I've always done everything I possibly could while I was playing. And I'm doing everything I can to give myself a chance to play again. So that's, that kind of gave me some solace as far as moving forward. But it was difficult to watch the first game, no question.
So, Mark, how do you look at this opportunity right now? Is it kind of like back to your first year here where you're battling again for a starting job? Or how do you look at it?
Right now it's just kind of getting the rust off and getting back into it. And then I know there's different things. I'm not sure how it's all going to play out. And, it's going to really come down to, to how I'm playing and how the group's playing, and I'm just going to kind of go day to day, and we'll kind of see how things fall into place. There's no expectations. It's more, you know, getting back into it and try to do whatever I can to help the team win.
Mark, while you were waiting, were you fairly confident in yourself, though, that you could play again? Like, if you didn't have any doubt, or did you, that you'd be able to come back?
No, I always, I felt probably in July that I was coming, I was where I needed to be. It was still not, you know, I was not going to be ready for a training camp. So when it got to be about mid-August is when I really started feeling, okay, now I just got to go out and find an opportunity that makes sense. And, you know, as the time kept going and you know, got into September, I felt more and more confident that I would be able to come back.
Mark, I'm sure you had some time to think about life after football. What's your backup plan? Like, if football hadn't worked out, if this hadn't worked out or somewhere else, what would you be doing?
You know, I enrolled in a class down at the university. There's always stuff to go and do, but...
Yeah.
Really, if you know, in order to make this effort and come back, I had to have all my focus on the rehabilitation part. I couldn't, you know, start taking two or three different classes and start kind of getting my mind on other things. I put my energy and focus into rehabbing my knee and giving myself a chance. And you know, the other stuff, obviously, it's something that's gonna come. And you know, it's something that I don't think anybody really knows until they're in that position.
What class were you taking?
It was a political science class.
Marcus, I know you were rehabbing here for a while after the surgery. What was kind of the timeline? Where you, how long you rehabbed here? Where you went and rehabbed?
I rehabbed here. When did free agency start?
March.
That's when I left. I was here. I think I had surgery the 15th of January, and rehabbed here until probably the end of February.
And then I heard you were in San Diego.
I was out in San Diego in August for, I think, pretty much the whole month.
Other than that, you were in Madison?
Yes.
Packers give you any hope in the summer that they would be interested in signing you? Did you have any indication there? I know Ted had said he talked.
Yeah. You know what? There was discussions. There was nothing concrete, and it was more, you know, I appreciated sitting down and talking with Ted and, you know, I thought he was very open with his feelings, and you know, every time I've spoken with him since, it's been that way. So I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I always thought there was a chance, but there was never anything concrete.
Is this your number one choice, or have you had other options before?
Like I said, this is a place. I mean, I've, you know, played my whole career here. I know the system. There's a lot of positives. They have a very good team. And a very good quarterback, and those things definitely go into play. And this is a team that's got a lot of potential, and I think there's a lot of season left.
Sorry if you've been asked this already, but how soon do you think you'll be ready to play?
That's a question that I can't really give you a concrete answer on. Hope sooner rather than later, but there's going to be a little window here where I, you know, need to hit, you know, to kind of get my feet back under me. And you know, there's a reason that you have training camp and things, is to do the things to kind of get yourself fundamentally back into it. And, you know, I feel I'm in good shape, but there's a difference between football and, you know, just jogging down the street shape. There's a difference, and that's what I'm trying to get to.
Mark, what would you say that went through this rehab process the second time?
You know, the big difference was, there were more unknowns, I felt. Last time I was up here in Green Bay the whole time, I can't say enough about the guys down at Wisconsin to take me in and help me out. That, you know, not a lot.
Mark, what do you say to the fans that think that Mark Tauscher's back and that you're going to solve all the problems on the offensive line, that you're some sort of savior for the offense?
I don't know who, you know, I don't know who thinks that, but, you know, this is obviously, it's a group. I'm gonna get myself ready and prepare and help this team whatever role and whatever, you know, fashion that's going to be. But this is a good group of guys, and I think, you know, they work hard, and I just think there's some stuff that has to get cleaned up, and I think they're well on their way of doing that. But whatever role that I'm going to fit in, I don't think that's been determined yet.